of the group of independent eminent experts on the implementation of the Durban Declaration and the Program of Action, as well as those on today's panel on the agenda item 10, which treats with the subject 75th anniversary of the Universal Declaration on Human Rights, learning from anti-slavery and anti-apartheid mobilization. It is an honor for me to give a short address on this important occasion and on a subject of great relevance to Guyana and the world. Anti-slavery and anti-apartheid mobilization have been important expressions of the struggle for human rights and for the fundamental values of freedom, equality, and justice. A struggle not initially embraced by all, but one that could not be denied. Guyana is proud of its record of contribution to this global effort, which continues to this day as new forms of slavery and oppression manifest themselves. In this historic struggle for freedom, equality, and justice, the Universal Declaration on Human Rights has become a point, an instrument of seminal reference and inspiration in the promotion and protection of human rights in every corner of the globe. Guyana, like countries around the world, has fully embraced the Declaration, embodying as it does the equality of all human beings, without exception, in dignity and rights. Article 4 affirms, no one shall be held in slavery or servitude. Slavery and the slave trade shall be prohibited in all their forms. These words evoke a particularly dark and tragic chapter in human history. Millions of African men, women, and their children were made to suffer for centuries the barbarous dehumanization that was chattel enslavement and the transatlantic trade enslaved Africans. The Durban Declaration rightfully acknowledges that slavery and the slave trade are a crime against humanity and should always have been so. My own country is home to descendants of victims of this colossal human tragedy. 20 million Africans enslaved and forced to render free labor for centuries, their very essence negated in the process. Nevertheless, the quest for freedom could not be overcome by this abhorrently barbarous imprisonment that was life on the plantation of British Guyana. According to Professor Winston McGowan, a noted Guyanese historian, Guyana was also home to two of the most massive rebellions of enslaved Africans in the history of slavery in the Americas. The 1763 Burbage Revolt, led by Coffee, and the 1823 Demerara Uprising, led by Kwamina. In the first, some 3,000 Africans, approximately 75 to 80% of the enslaved population, participated, whereas in the latter, while the number of participants was significantly larger, an estimated 11 to 12,000, they represented barely 17% of the enslaved population, which overall had grown several fold in the period that ensued. Despite the horrendous treatment meted out to the enslaved, the latter's quest was for freedom, not for revenge. In the case of the Demerara Uprising, there was little loss of life on the part of the oppressors. The contrast was stark. When significant reinforcements were mobilized by the enslavers to regain the upper hand, both of these rebellions were eventually brutally suppressed. The Burbage Rebellion after nearly 14 months, the Demerara Revolt merely 1 week later. No doubt, the spirit of resistance to oppression and domination manifest in the aforementioned rebellions helped to inform Guyana's resolute stance against apartheid, a position we maintained at great national sacrifice. It was fortuitous that a liberated South Africa was readmitted to the United Nations in 1994 during Guyana's presidency at the United Nations General Assembly in the person of Ambassador Samuel Rudolph Nsanali. This year, 2023, Guyana is commemorating the bicentennial of the Demerara Uprising. It will be a time of solemn contemplation and reflection. There will be religious observances and cultural expressions. There will be a retracing of the route of the uprising to the place where those held responsible were massacred, their heads removed from their bodies as a public spectacle and a warning to others. The lessons are many, fundamentally encapsulated in the United Nations Declaration on Human Rights, that all human beings are born free, equal in dignity, and in rights. We must therefore work together for the total elimination of racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance. I thank you.